الله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in my last talk I had spoken on the ayat which I have recited. I had said that the meaning of this ayat is that accumulation and competition and rivalry for more and more has made people neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, has made them neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mission through which He had sent human beings in this world, and people will come to realize their folly when they come into the qabr. That was the basis of the talk. And from there we spoke about greed. And we said greed is such a thing that means total engrossment with material things. It is not necessarily mean engrossment with wealth. It can mean with anything material. I gave the example of engrossment with entertainment. And I gave an example of a book that was written, which gave a study of how much percentage of people's disposable income today is spent on entertainment. But I said, by and large, greed means engrossment and attachment with wealth. We also said that greed is such a disease, such a spiritual disease, that is only not only confined and not only bad in itself, but it leads to evil in other matters. I quoted the hadith in Abu Dawud that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that greed bade people to become miserly, they became miserly. It bade them to do other evil deeds, they did other evil deeds. And I said one of the harms of greed is that there is no end point of greed. There is no end point of greed. The more the needs of greed are fulfilled, the more are its demands. The more are its demands. لُوْكَانَ إِبْنُ عَادَمْ وَادِيَانِ مِمَّا لَبْتَغَى ثَالِثًا. If a human being has got two valleys of gold, he won't say, بَسْ أَبِي, I got two valleys of gold. آگے کیا کرنا ہے? He'll say, هَلْ مِمْ مَزِيد, bring more, bring more. لَا يَمْلَوْ جَوْفَ إِبْنُ عَادَمَ إِلَّا التُّرَابَ. It is only the sand of the qabr that will satiate the greed of humankind. Agar aadmi ke paas, you know, do pura jo hai na wo pahar ho sone ka, wo ye nahi kahega mere paas itna zyada hai, mujhe aur zyada nahi chahiye. Wo to kahega hal mim mazid, aur lao, aur lao. Aur wo sirf qabr ki mitti insaan ki hawas aur tama ko pura kar sakti hai, sirf qabr ki mitti. Now, greed, after understanding this, what I gave last time, greed, there are two types of greed. One which is sometimes good and sometimes that it is negative, positive and negative. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said in a hadith, Man human la yashbi'an. There are two things that people never ever get satiated with. Two things people never get satiated with. One is positive, one is negative. The positive is ilm and knowledge. Jisko ilm ka chaska lag gaya, whoever is now involved in ilm and knowledge, no matter how much he gets, he is never ever satisfied. He'll say, I want to learn more, I want to learn more. That is why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention that a person, some say it's a hadith, some say it's an Arabic saying, Utlubul ilm min al mahdi ila al lahad. Acquire knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So that is a positive greed, that you always want to increase your knowledge. And today, unfortunately, brothers, we have to say that people don't have the thirst for knowledge. It is so sad to see this, that, you know, there is no enthusiasm to increase your knowledge. And the other one is to increase your wealth. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about the positive and the negative. Now, after understanding this and giving a broad understanding of the harms of greed, one might say that, you know, we are born with this. Allah Ta'ala had said that, you know, even if you have two valleys, you will want the third. So we are born and we are going to be greedy. But no, that is not the way we are supposed to think. Our ulama, may Allah Ta'ala fill the qabr with nur, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi in his Ihya ul-Ulum, has made mention of solutions to greed. How do you resolve and how do you restrain your greed? See, it's a natural thing, but Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاتِرِ الْمُقَنْتَرَةِ. Allah has adorned certain things of this world for humankind. مِنَ الشَّهَوَاتِ, your desires, مِنَ الْقَتَنَاتِ, jewelry and woman. These are things that are naturally appealing and attractive to human being. But now the thing is, doesn't mean that it is, because it is attractive, you must just go down that route. We have to control, we have to restrain ourselves within a particular framework of reference which is permissible, which is positive, and not beyond that which makes it negative. Now what does Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said? How do you deal with greed? How do you resolve and how do you try and restrain your hawas and tamah? I made mention of it last week. This word tamah is an amazing thing. Tamah, if you look at the Arabic word ta, meem, ayn. And all three of these Arabic letters has got a circle in the middle, which indicates that it can never ever get satiated. It is tam, ta, meem, and ayn. All of them got a circle in the middle that can never be satiated. Now, how do we, some way, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said, first thing, kana'at, contentment. Contentment is an amazing quality and a favor of Almighty Allah. Blessed are those who have been granted contentment. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِكَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا أَتَاهُ كَمَا قَالَ. Successful is he who has Islam and Allah has given him sustenance that is enough for his needs and he is contented with what Allah has given him. Let me give you a definition of contentment, brothers. Contentment means a state of satisfaction which Allah, what Allah has granted you, which does not preclude you striving to better your condition. A state of satisfaction which what Allah has granted you, which does not take away from the fact that perhaps you want to strive to better your situation. Isme koi haraj nahi. There is nothing wrong in striving to better your situation. But at the same time, you also satisfied what Allah Ta'ala has given you. A state of satisfaction, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, without does not preclude the situation of trying to better your situation. But this is an amazing thing. Whoever is contented with his lot, he is al-qana'atu kanzul la yafna. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, contentment is a treasure that will never ever get finished. Hamare daulat jo hai na, wo baaki rehne wale cheez nahi hai. Bahut se martaba hamari zindagi mein, hamari daulat jo hai na, wo khatam ho jati hai. لیکن قناعت ایسے چیز ہے جو کبھی ختم ہونے والی چیز نہیں ہے. قناعت ایسے چیز ہے جو ختم نہیں ہوتے. وہ ادھر القناعت کنز. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرف. غنى and wealth and prosperity is not the amount of wealth that you got, ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. But wealth and prosperity is to do with the heart. Wealth and prosperity has got to do more with the heart than it what has got to do with the amount of wealth that you've got. So the first thing, my dear respected brothers, I think it's extremely important that we have contentment. And you know, if you look at it, how much is enough? How much is enough? If you look at, just ask yourself this question, how much is enough? And then you will come to realize that how contentment, it is something, it doesn't mean you must not strive to better yourself. I think with wealth you can do many positive things. I made mention of it in the last bayan. But at the same time, there comes a time that you say that, listen, there are important things. My wealth must not divert me from remembering Allah. Must not divert me from my relationships. So how much is enough? There's one small incident to show you about this. You know, they say a rich woman, one day, out of boredom or whatever, she went to go and shoplift. So she went to steal something from the supermarket. So she stole a can of vegetables, a can of mushrooms. So she stole the can of mushrooms because she didn't have enough money and she didn't want to go back home to go and fetch the money. So she shoplifted those mushrooms. So when they brought her to court, so the judge asked, why did you do it? He said, I didn't do it because I wanted to do it. I was bored. I was lazy to go and fetch money. So I just go and took it. I put it in mine. So judge said, why? Theft is theft. I can't allow it to go unpunished. I have to give you some punishment. He said, how many mushrooms there were in the can? He said, 7 mushrooms. Okay, 7 mushrooms, you go 7 days in jail. So husband wo bara dukita, he was very, very disturbed. So he said, my honor, I want to say something. So he said, what do you want to say? He said, she also stole a can of peas. Put us so much days in jail. So how much is enough? So the first aspect with regard to saving yourself from greed is contentment. The second thing, brothers, which is such an important thing, is fuzul kharchi. If you want to save yourself from greed, learn to moderate your expenses. Allah in the Holy Quran has spoken about wastage and extravagance. Two words Allah Ta'ala used in the Holy Quran. One is tabdhir and one is israf. Innal mubadhirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. And what is tabdhir? Tabdhir means to spend on things which are not necessary. Bilkul fuzul. Got no benefit in this world, no benefit in the year after. Be ja aur be mahal mein maal ko kharch karna, usko hum kehte tabdhir. And about tabdhir, Allah Ta'ala says, the one who is extravagant, who spends in wealth on things that are no benefit, he is the brother of shaitan. Kanu yakhwana shayateen. That is wrong. The other one is, zarurat ki cheez hai, lekin zarurat se zaid apne paisa kharch kiya. Uska matlab hai tab israf. Aur Allah Ta'ala farmate, kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. Kao piyo, lekin israf mat karo. So you see the two words. One is israf, to spend more on things that are necessary. And one is tabdhir, to spend on things which have got no benefit. Many a times people say, but ye mera maal hai. It is my wealth. Let me spend how I want to. Why are you telling me what I must spend on, what I must not spend on? No, brothers. Our spending, remember this very carefully. Our spending is not only determined by the amount of wealth you got. It is also determined by moral considerations. How can you spend sometimes 2 million on a wedding? Or 3 or 4 or 5 million on a wedding? When you know people in your neighborhood or in your country are dying of hunger. So while there are certain times that we spend out of happiness and there is permissibility, but at the same time there has to be a framework that you don't go into tabdhir, it doesn't go into israf, it doesn't go into things which Allah Ta'ala will question us on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us 2 of the 5 questions Allah will pose to human being on the day of Qiyamah, without which he will not be able to even move his foot. How did you earn and how did you spend your money? How did you earn and how did you spend your money? Allah will ask us 2 questions. We all like good things, and within a particular limit there is nothing. One day someone sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, I love good clothes. Is loving good clothes part of extravagance and part of pride? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, inna Allah jameel yuhibbul jamal. Allah loves beauty. Allah is beautiful. Allah loves beauty. So if you wear good clothes because Allah is beautiful, you want to be beautiful, nothing wrong. But the moment you start wearing clothes to show off, there's a fine line. Why are you wearing good clothes? Because aapke tabiat mein nafasat hai. You know, we want to be nafis. You want to be good. Nothing wrong. But if you start wearing clothes, people will start looking at me and commenting. How, what a beautiful clothes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who wear clothes of pride in this world, Allah will make him wear clothes of disgrace in the year after. Now what a fine line. One is to wear good clothes and clean clothes because Allah is beautiful. And one is to wear it because people must say, wow, wow, what a beautiful pair of clothes you wear. Very fine line. And that is why it's so important for us to get the right balance. Many times people also say, mera maal, let me do whatever I want with it. It is only to do with my weakness. Mera marz hai. It is my situation. Samaj ko isse kya fayda? Samaj ko isse kya ki agar maine kitna istemal kiya paisa? What harm does it cause to the community if I am extravagant? Subhanallah, Maulana Khalid Saifullah Rahmani, I was reading his mazmoon on this, you know, this morning, and what a beautiful thing he wrote. He says that once people become extravagant, then that becomes the criteria because of which everyone strives towards. Now you have become extravagant, the entire community was at a level, one person becomes extravagant, everyone wants to become that particular. Jane ya na jane, har ek is maya ko pura karna chahta hai. So you see the harms of, you know, fuzul kharchi, the harms of extravagance. But within limits, Allah Ta'ala says, kulu washrabu, eat and drink. But then, you know, that fine line, and of course I know myself, It will be very difficult to set a definition. What is israf? What is tabdhir? What is acceptable? What is not acceptable? But at the end of the day, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ask your heart, it is the biggest mufti. The biggest mufti is your heart and your conscience. So that the second thing to prevent greed is, stay away from extravagance. The third thing is, and then Imam Ghazali has made mention of what a beautiful hadith, ma'ala man iqtasid. He who is moderate in his spending, poverty will never overtake him. He who is moderate in his spending, poverty will not overtake him. The third thing with regard to greed is, the way to spend ourselves, save ourselves, don't have too much ambitions and false hopes about the future. Now, this is also again, you see, it's so important. Islam is balance. Now, everyone likes to plan for the future. There's nothing wrong with it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, towards the end of his life, gave his wives, after the ayat of in 26, 20, 21st and 27th, second supara was revealed, he gave them a budget for the year. Nothing wrong with planning. But now when it becomes so obsessed, what is going to happen to my children 50 years from now? Allah will look after them the way Allah has looked after you. You know, now when you become so obsessed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the first sign of corruption in the body politic of the ummah is obsession with events of the unforeseen future. Aga apne maut se koi bashar nahi. Saman so baras ka pal ki khabar nahi. No one knows when he's going to die. He is making preparations for 100 years. He doesn't know whether he's going to live at the blinking of his eyelids the next time. So what I'm saying is, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day gave this beautiful example. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with a sahaba. He put one item in front of him and he put another item at the distance. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the meaning of this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you see, this is human being's death. And that is his hopes. This is his death, that is his hopes. Now this is the situation. But yet at the same time, let me give you another hadith. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا أَتَتْ أَحَدُكُمُ الْفَصِيلَةِ إِذَا أَتَتْ أَحَدُكُمُ السَّاعَةِ If Qiyamah is coming, and you are busy planting a tree, and you hear the trumpet of Qiyamah, then don't say, why must I plant this tree? Who is going to benefit? Qiyamah is coming. No, complete the planting of the tree. So look at the balance. At the same time, plan. But while planning, don't become and make events of the unforeseen future an obsession. Hamara kya hoga? This is going to happen. Quality of life. What is going to happen to our children? Make your natural planning. Don't become obsessed with regard to it. The fourth thing, and I will conclude with this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, if you want to save yourself from greed, don't look at envy with what Allah has given someone else. Don't look at jealousy and envy with what Allah has given someone else. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَحْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ Don't cast your gaze and strain your gaze with envy to what Allah has given someone else. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ You don't know his situation. You don't know why Allah has given him. Maybe Allah is giving him to test him. Maybe he comes through that test not correct, not successful. Then what is the use of you envying him? Mawlana Tariq Jameel Sahib, Maddazilul Ali, may Allah fulis, may Allah Ta'ala give him a long life. What a remarkable human being. He said one day someone called him home. He said when he went to the home, he said such a palatial home. Then he saw outside 2-3 masjidis are sitting there. And he went in there. And he said when he went in there and listened to the problems of those people, they were crying blood, you know, tears of blood. We got this problem, we got that problem. And he said, Allahu Akbar, when you look at you from the outside, it looks like everyone will want to have what you have. But look at your situation, you are crying because of your problems. Don't look at envy with what Allah has given someone else. Four ways to protect yourself from greed. One, contentment. Second thing is, stay away from extravagance and fuzul kharchi, spending and wasting your wealth. Third, avoid obsession with events of the unforeseen future. Fourth, don't look at with envy at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted someone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from all types of negative attributes. May Allah ta'ala fulfill and put in our hearts aspects which makes our life better, makes our akhlaq better, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us under his protection. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.